Welcome, everyone. This is the Abracasabra podcast, in which we will tell you everything you have to know about buying and selling a property in Andalusia in Spain. I am George, the personal AI assistant of Abracasabra, your host today. We get so many questions. And on top of that, every month, we also get a few people in the office who bought a house somewhere but are in misery afterwards. They tell us that the realtor, or even the lawyer sometimes, said certain things during the purchase process that afterwards turned out to be not quite right, or didn't say important things. So these people bought with confidence, and then it turns out afterwards that they have problems. Or maybe they didn't understand it properly themselves because it wasn't explained in their own language. Or people who bought directly from an owner without professional support and lost their deposit. Or sometimes they followed advice they found on social media. And so many other problems, such as illegality of the property, unpleasant surprises related to the condition of the house, documents of the property not in order at all, hidden defects, etc. It's unbelievable sometimes. And the problems can be so varied, too many to mention. It is often not about dishonesty, but usually that these people were not given the right information, or the wrong information, or any information at all. Either they were sometimes a little too gullible, and whether we at Abracasabra can please help. At Abracasabra Real Estate, we are there first and foremost to advise and guide. So of course we help those people, because we are so sorry that this is still happening today. That's why we want to emphasize again today that prevention is better than cure, as they say. What are the 10 commandments you must observe to be minimally protected from mistakes? Mistakes that will cost you money, or sometimes can turn your Spanish dream into a nightmare. Rest assured, it's very simple. Follow Abracasabra advice or ask us to buy safely and worry-free. What this is mainly about is what checks you should definitely make before a purchase, and certainly before you sign a purchase contract. First of all, you should know that here in Andalusia there are 3 steps in the purchase process. The reservation contract. Mind you, they don't use these everywhere. This one is mostly standard in the interior. And such a reservation contract has advantages. The compromise, as we know it at home, also sometimes called the 10% contract. And then the notarized deed. So what are these 10 most important steps that you should take or observe? Commandment 1. First, find a reliable broker and attorney. Indeed, first of all, for all these checks and inquiries, the involvement of a reliable broker, who preferably still speaks your own language, during the purchase period is essential if you do not want to take any risks. And of course, a reliable lawyer, who also speaks a language you understand. Also, ask for references from the broker and lawyer, and see if they have good reviews. Commandment 2. Check the status of the property. During the purchase process, and before you make a contractual commitment and pay money, it is essential that you find out everything you can about the legal, tax, financial, and physical situation of the property, because the notary doesn't do it. Now, mind you, there is no problem signing a conditional reservation. I do recommend that, because by the time you have researched everything, the house may have already been sold. But see, that reservation is conditional to everything I'm telling you here. Then you have no risk. Because in Spain, the buyer is responsible for the control of the property. If there would be problems later, you are responsible, not the notary. So, again, the reliable lawyer, who also speaks a language you understand well, is crucial. And again, a real estate agent who also makes you feel that they will guide all that from A to Z, even after the purchase. Also, make sure that your broker and attorney you are working with is local. There are 17 autonomous regions in Spain, with thousands of municipalities among them. Although in theory the law is the same for everyone, they are interpreted or applied differently depending on the region, and then the rules are often different in all those municipalities. So, get a reliable real estate agent and lawyer who works and lives as close as possible to the region where you want to buy your new property. as close as possible is a 10 to 15 kilometers or maximum 20 to 30 kilometers from the municipality where you are buying. Also important to know, Spanish notaries do not have the same role as German, French, Belgian, Dutch, and notaries of other nationalities, because they perform all the legal and urban planning checks on the property before the sale, while the Spanish notary is not obliged to do so. The Spanish notary is really just a witness for the state, nothing more. So in Spain, it is the buyer who is responsible for checking the property during the purchase. A clause in the notarial deed of purchase stipulates that the buyer is aware of the legal, urban planning, and physical condition of the property. This clause makes it difficult to prove afterwards that the seller is at fault for withholding certain information. Note that as far as hidden defects are concerned, you are covered, however, up to 6 months after the deed. Commandment 3. What inspections should you be sure to make? The list of checks and verifications that you, the buyer, must perform during the purchase is very long. When I say here, the buyer, I mean that it is the buyer who has to make sure that she or he obtains all that information, and that they are also well aware that that is just the role of the real estate agent, to help and advise her or him in this. The broker has to make sure that you get all the necessary documents, and of course, it is then the lawyer's role to investigate everything. Commandment 4. Which documents should you all be able to see, or your lawyer, of course? The notice simple. In Spain, debts are not linked to the owner, but to the property. And again, it is up to you to find out as early as possible. Before you sign the reservation contract, in Spanish contrato de reserva, you should ask the owner or the real estate agent to provide the most recent notice simple. The notice simple is the excerpt from the property registry. This document informs you, among other things, about the description of the property, whether the seller actually owns the property, how it was obtained, whether or not a mortgage or debts are registered, whether there is an easement or a municipal or autonomous right of preemption. In the notice simple, you will also find information about the year of construction, whether the property is in a rural or urban area, the area of the main components, and the tithe in the case of co-ownership. You should also receive a recent notice simple for these reasons, as things may have changed in the meantime. And note that even if the owner is only one person, the note simple may include that the signatures of other persons are required to waive any rights they may have to the property. In Spain, there are two registers related to real estate. One is the property register, or Registro de la Propiedad, so the land register we just mentioned. The other is the land registry, Catastro. The main purpose of the land registry is to serve as a basis for the application of taxes such as the IBI, the Spanish equivalent of property tax, inheritance and gift tax, or transfer taxes. Note, for property, there may be significant differences between the property register and the land registry. For example, there may be different addresses, but above all, there may often be a difference in area that can sometimes double. You should also know that if the difference is more than 10%, the registry may freeze the registration until the situation is clarified. Therefore, in such cases, it is important to include in the reservation contract and preliminary sales agreement that these problems must be resolved by the seller before the deed is signed at the notary. As the rectification of these documents can sometimes take years, we recommend the cost of this to be deducted when signing the deed. This way, you can still buy the property now, and your lawyer can start the adjustments afterwards. Commandment 5. Also watch out for the reference value on the IBI. You will find the reference value of the property. However, that is usually long since out of date. Since January 1, 2022, a new calculation method, the reference value, may lead to a significant increase in the tax on the purchase of a property in Spain. It is therefore important to have this information before making a decision. The new law states that the market value for tax purposes is the reference value approved by the General Land Registry. This value is calculated based on the prices of real estate transactions registered by notaries and the Land Registry. And it can sometimes be different from what you see on the IBI. or even different from the price that you actually paid. Important, because there are penalties attached, both for the buyer and the seller. Commandment 6. The EPC, the energy certificate. You cannot execute a deed at the notary's office without a valid EPC certificate. The energy certificate has been mandatory since June 2013 when selling or renting a property. It provides information about the energy consumption and CO2 emissions of the property. It is the responsibility of the seller, who must hire the services of a certification technician, to obtain the energy certificate for their property. Keep in mind that the energy certificate is valid for 10 years, except if the energy rating is G. Then it is only valid for 5 years. Commandment 7. Local taxes, charges, and revenues. Your broker should also ask the seller to provide copies of the latest payment receipts for EBI, electricity, gas, and water, so that your lawyer can find out if there are any outstanding bills. Commandment 8. Command documents. In case the property is in an urbanization, or for example, if it is an apartment, the owner must also give you the bylaws of co-ownership. This is essential if you want to rent out your new property for tourist purposes, as the bylaws may prohibit this. The seller should also send you the latest minutes of the ordinary general meeting of co-owners and the attached bills. This way you can find out if you have to pay for refurbishments or other work voted on at the last general meeting, and you will then also have the amount and breakdown of the cost of co-ownership, and proof that on the date of the General Assembly, and especially on the date of signing at the notary, your property is free of all charges at the expense of the Association of Co-Owners. Commandment 9. In some cases, you will also need other documents. You can also request the previous deed of sale if the seller has already bought the property from a previous owner. This way, you can particularly check that no changes have been made to the house, such as extensions or internal renovations. If there has been a significant change, for example, an extension of the house, a swimming pool, a garage, substantial change in the internal architecture, these are often not yet included in the official documents of the property. You can request these from the technical department of the municipality, but I recommend that it is best to let your lawyer do that. The certificate of disability. Since 2012, collective buildings older than 50 years, 45 years in Catalonia, must undergo a technical inspection. The owner must give you the certificado de aptitud for the building. This is not mandatory in all Spanish regions, but it is mandatory in the four main ones: the Madrid region, Catalonia, Andalusia, and the Valencia region. This building inspection report is a report that certifies how a building is doing in terms of maintenance condition, in terms of compliance with accessibility regulations, and in terms of energy efficiency. The building inspection report can be requested from owners of buildings in collective residential buildings according to an established schedule. Please note that if the inspection has not been performed on the building, the notary should mention in the contract of sale that you are fully aware that this technical inspection has not been performed. The Cédula de Habitabilidad. In regions where this document is required, Catalonia in particular, during the purchase phase of the property, and before you sign the contrato de arras, the purchase contract, the seller must give you the Cédula de Habitabilidad. This is the habitability certificate, or the licencia de primera ocupación, the first occupancy permit, or even earlier if possible. For example, at the time of the contrato de reserva, reservation contract, the cédula informs you that the house is intended for habitation and that it is habitable. In some cases, the absence of this document simply means that the house is not intended for habitation, or that it was built without a building permit. The cédula is valid for 15 years and must be updated. It is not mandatory in all Spanish regions. With us in Andalusia, it is sometimes requested, especially by the bank if one wants to take out a mortgage here. The AFO or DAFO, or sometimes called SOFO, is also a much requested certificate. A very important one, because there are many ambiguities and discussions about it. In 2012, the Junta de Andalucía approved a new law to regularize the situation of hundreds of thousands of illegally built houses in the countryside. Therefore, Most Andalusian municipalities have since established a procedure to apply for a special certificate called DAFO. It is not a legal requirement to have this certificate or to buy or sell with it. And importantly, it does not make the property legal. But this DAFO can give owners additional written assurance of the legal and administrative situation of the property. However, it also has disadvantages. You can contact us at any time for more detailed advice on this important topic at info@abracasabra.es. Most properties do not have this certificate. This in itself is not a problem, contrary to what many say. As long as the property is not in a protected area and the built parts are older than 6 years, as far as Andalusia is concerned, they can be regularized and will not be demolished. Unless a demolition order was once issued and not yet executed, but this is not very common. Another document buyers often ask for, the tourist permit. If you want to rent the property you want to buy to tourists during the season or for short periods during the year, you will need a tourist license. Know that this is usually non-transferable and thus must be reapplied for. Also check if the property might already be rented out for a longer term. If the property is already rented out, it is important to know when the current contract expires. Since the new long-term lease law of March 2019, a new landlord can no longer demand the end of the lease. And the tenant still has the right to stay in the property until the end of the 5-year contract. This was already the case before March 2019, but only if the lease was registered with the land registry. Be careful though, the law around letting changes regularly. Commandment 10. Control the physical state of the house. You should inspect the property and take enough time to do so. If you have decided to buy the property, you should check every detail before giving your consent to the purchase. Ask your real estate agent if he knows a reliable contractor. Because let's face it, we as buyers can't know everything, can we? Unless you happen to be a licensed attorney yourself, and a plumber, carpenter, electrician, and also a contractor. And even then, in a foreign country. This is also why we founded Abracasabra Total Home Solution, because life under the sun does not begin at the signing at the notary, but only when your house is completely in order, and we take care of that. Upon inspection, the first comment from buyers is often that there are moisture spots, and buyers are sometimes put off by this. The origin of this comment is that in the US, most houses have basements, and so it is obviously not normal if there are moisture spots. Here, it is different. The houses are built on a cement layer, directly on the ground, so sometimes no rising damp can be avoided, and you can consider it normal. This in case the moisture spots are low against the floor, of course. However, if there are moisture spots in higher places, be careful because it may indicate a leak. What you do need to look closely at is whether there are any cracks in the walls, and double-check in certain regions where the ground is less stable. Check if the roof is waterproof. Check any common facilities such as elevators, central heating, etc. And check the quality of materials. Pay particular attention to ceilings and floors, the quality of joinery, windows and doors in particular, and parquet or tile floors. How old is the electrical system? And very importantly, how much is the potentia? This is the power you receive from the company that your electrical installation can handle. In many older homes, it is too low because there were few utilities like air conditioners, washing machines, and other appliances used back then. To have minimum comfort, I recommend that you check that the potentia is at least 5 kilowatt. You can see this on the electricity bill, but also check the fuse box. Of course, most of this can also be met with solar panels. Cheap power in the land of the sun. Our service Abracasabra Total Home Solution will be happy to advise you. Also check water and gas supplies, lighting, air conditioning, water heaters, bathrooms and kitchens. And if there is a swimming pool, be sure to check carefully for cracks and stability. If buying furnished, note that furnished is not the same as full contents. Avoid unnecessary discussions during the purchase process and make sure the real estate agent takes a detailed inventory that will be attached to the compromise. When the big day of signing the notarized deed comes, Also, make sure that your real estate agent goes to fully inspect the house the day before the deed signing or a few hours before. If you bought the house furnished or with all the contents, you want to make sure everything is still there. Excellent! You are now quite a step ahead. You now have all the knowledge to purchase your own place under the sun worry-free. As you note, the role of the real estate agent is extremely important. That's how we see it at Abracasabra Real Estate anyway. As our motto goes, with us, what you see is what you get. And at least now you know what to look out for. And so it will be pure enjoyment. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. You will hear us back soon with new exciting topics. Everything you need to know to optimally buy or sell a property here in beautiful Spain. If you have any specific questions, don't hesitate to send us an email at olivier@abracasabra.es. And be sure to follow us on our social media. Till soon.